Hello and welcome to the final edition of Bob's Discount Furniture Presents Around the AFC East. Chris McPherson alongside Bo Wolf and Fran Duffy. And, you know, we were hoping that Week 17 would be the time that the division champion would be crowned. And we were hoping that maybe...
Well, we were hoping it would be Week 15.
We were hoping that would be Week 15. But, you know, under the circumstances after the loss to Dallas on Sunday Night Football, we're hoping, you know, look, Dallas stumbles against Indy. Eagles take care of business against Washington, and then it would come down to Eagles-Giants in Week 17, and as we all now know, that is not the case. The Eagles stumble to Washington, Dallas handles its business, and the Cowboys, I don't even want to say it, they've won. They are atop.
Brian, if you play that drop, we're walking off the set.
We walk out if you play it. So, so I think the biggest thing here is looking at Dallas' season, you know, they had the formula that worked so well for them. Fran, you had said all year long that if a team could just get them off that formula, they run the rock with DeMarco Murray, play sound enough defense, you know, the run game, really focuses on time of possession, controlling the clock, keeping that defense off the field. Tony Romo makes a couple plays each game. It seems that usually you have the Decembers where the Cowboys and Tony Romo stumble, where it seemed like it's been the opposite this year, where Tony Romo has stepped up his game in the last couple weeks and is playing some of his best football to put this team over the top.
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously he's healthy, at least healthier than he was at certain points of the season, and their run game hasn't missed a beat. I mean, that offensive line, and that's where it really generates that run game. That offensive line is hitting on all cylinders right now. The defense is playing sound football. They were able to take care of business. They held Andrew Luck to probably his worst game of the season in that passing game. So, look, I mean, they're in. They're going to host a playoff game against whoever, I guess, loses this Green Bay-Detroit game on Sunday. But, you know, it's the way it shakes out.
So the Eagles go to Washington.
We don't even need to talk about
it. I think everybody knows what happened at this point. The Eagles are 9-6. They will finish with a winning record. They could have 10 wins if they beat the Giants. The Giants have won 3 straight games, albeit against, you know, not top-level competition. So, you know, maybe it's a little smoke and mirrors there whether the Giants are actually improving down the stretch. But the one thing I think everyone's going to want to see this Sunday is how do the Eagles match up with the Giants offense, which the Eagles shut them out back in Week 6 on Black Sunday. All of a sudden, the Giants offense with Odell Beckham Jr. really starting to take flight.
Well, after giving up, you know, after basically the problems with the defense being over the last 2 weeks, giving up big games to Dez Bryant and DeSean Jackson, how do they handle Odell Beckham? Is it going to be Bradley Fletcher? Is it going to be Nolan Carroll? Are they going to roll coverage a little bit more? We'll find out. And I think, you know, right now Beckham is playing better than both of those guys, so it's going to be a serious test for the defense, a sort of a gut check.
Yeah, I mean, Beckham is one of those guys that he'll beat you in a number of different ways. He's a vertical threat. He'll beat you down the field. You see all these highlight grabs that he makes on vertical routes, on the go route or a deep post, the deep comeback. You know, he'll beat you in a number of different ways there. They create a lot of different ways for him to get the ball in the short game as well. You see a lot of the plays where he's catching and running and sprinting into the end zone. I mean, he's one of the most versatile threats in the league right now, and he's really justifying that draft spot. But really, the other thing, look, defensively with this team, even since we've played them, that injured reserve list has just grown. I mean, you look at every single level of the defense, they've lost guys at every single level, whether it's Prince Amukamara, whether it's Robert Ayers, Matthias Kiwanuka. A lot of these guys ended up on injured reserve. Cullen Jenkins is starting for them at left defensive end right now, so they're hurt for bodies in the back end as well in the secondary. So whether the Eagles can move the ball, take advantage of some of those issues, that, you know, could result in a win.
They should be able to. They moved the ball against Washington, just didn't get the points. Speaking of Washington, they're now 4-11. I'd be surprised if they play with the same effort this week against Dallas. It seemed like they treated this game against the Eagles as their playoff game, you know, their de facto Super Bowl. Seem like they got hype for it. Maybe they give Dallas a good game, but we don't know exactly what Dallas is going to be angling for going through this game.
And Dallas has not much to play for. I guess they have a chance.
They have a chance for the two.
Chance for the two. Yes, there is a chance.
How can they get the two?
I don't know.
Because one of those teams is going to win.
It might be a tie. I know that they can play for the two.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, I hope Washington brings Robert Griffin III back, because I'm not scared of him as a quarterback. So that's all I have to say.
And we'll leave it at that. So yes, that's going to do it for this season finale of Bob 60 on Furniture presents Around the NFC East.